Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff. It's the first Monday of 2025, I guess.
It is.
Hope you're going to have a great day. I know it's going to be a great week for you because you're starting it off here on The Good Stuff. And, of course, Tri-State Livestock News is The Good Stuff. They're your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of our publication is, of course, detailed toward the cattleman. From connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates for the industry, Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read, and you can find it online at tsln.com. It'd still make a great gift for somebody for 2025. tsln.com, Tri-State Livestock News.
And we want to thank everyone listening to stations like Sturgis, South Dakota, KBHB 810 AM, and 105.5 FM, Big 81 Ranch Radio, and of course, Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, KNEB 960 AM, 100.3 FM. They're your trusted voice.
Did you ever hear about the dot-com cowboy?
I do not believe I've heard about the dot-com cowboy.
Well, this is from Jim Edwards. I'm just an old-timer, earning my pay. We trailed out some cattle today, riding my stove-up old nag. I brought up the drag. I knew then that I was just in the way. My thoughts always stray to the past. I thought that it always would last, but progress made changes to my life on the ranges. I didn't know that it would happen so fast. This old age is as bad as a curse, but of course, it could have always been worse. This life ain't so soothing. There would be no improving till you're carried away in a hearse. Progress has dealt a new hand. I can still take care of the land. I'll buy a four-wheeler, then call my blue heeler. Now I still can ride for the brand. I'll ride o'er the mountains and lanes. We'll just eat up the miles on the plains. My horse is easy on gas. He don't eat any grass, and you'll never hear him complain. My horses will never say nay as I ride 'em all every day. They're not oat-eatin' guzzlers. They come in all colors, red, yellow, brown, green, and gray. So now I'm a new pioneer with a cell phone hung on my ear, riding my green Kawasaki. That's the dot-com cowboy from Jim Edwards.
Oh, that's cute. And now we have an original poem written in 2003. It's called Spotlighting at Night, and it's what happens when you have a high school student and an English teacher working together. That's okay. What we'll call it. Okay? Nothing like making an assignment, so they've got to do it. Spotlighting at night. It is illegal to spotlight jackrabbits at night with the aid of artificial light. We were all loaded up in the truck, hoping to have a bit of good luck. We were driving in the hills when a bunny jumped out of the brush. Chasing, it gave us all quite a rush. When the rig jerked to a stop, we heard a pop, pop, pop. When we got out of the truck, the rabbit was dead, one clean shot to the head. Then we drove back to the house, deciding to call it a night. And that is when the game warden hit the lights. We jumped into the shed and he pulled his gun. We hid and thought we should run. We finally surrendered and came out of the shed with the rabbit bleeding out of his head. It was 2:30 and it was freezing, so we tried to stay warm, which wasn't easy. He asked us questions and we answered with yeses and noes. By now, I couldn't feel my toes. After a couple of hours, at about 4:30 in the morning, he got out of his truck and gave my buddy a fine, and to the rest of us, he gave warnings. Now we are on probation for about 2 years, and now when we are spotlighting, we make sure not to shoot anything with two long ears.
Are you going to tell the rest of the story on that?
That is written by our son, Timber Burge, and he can share the rest of the story, although I think it pretty much clears it up.
Based on a true story, somewhat.
Yep, I believe so. I believe so. And thank you, Ms. Nispel, for encouraging him to share
his gift.
His creative ability. And let's move away from that and do a little lighthearted pieces here. Mrs. Smythe was making final arrangements for an elaborate reception. Nora, she said to her veteran servant, for the first half hour, I want you to stand at the drawing room door and call the guests' names as they arrive. Nora's face lit up. Thank you, ma'am, she replied. I've been waiting to do that to some of your friends for the last 20 years.
Might not have the right names.
So. I'm kind of suspicious, just a little bit.
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening to this great radio station for more of The Good Stuff.